local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, COVID and the cases still on the rise. Health officials concerned. KNX 1070's John Baird live with the latest.
Authorities believe this all started during the week of Memorial Day, which is typically the start of the summer travel season, and that the spike in the numbers can be attributed to more people getting together and more workplaces being reopened starting around that time. In L.A. County, there were more than 3,300 new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday alone and 18 more deaths. In fact, the death toll statewide has now soared to over 7,000. Hospitalizations are up too, but it's the testing numbers that are really raising eyebrows. As of Sunday, more than 1.3 million people have been tested for COVID-19 in LA County, with 9% testing positive. In fact, the 7-day average of the county's daily positivity rate has risen to 10%. Health experts say people need to continue to wear masks, wash their hands frequently, and keep their social distance. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The researchers trying to figure out just how many people here in L.A. County actually have been infected. They're trying to find the antibodies, and for the first time, they are going to start testing kids.
Hopefully, the results will give us an understanding of how widespread the infection has been in kids. That's very important.
But Dr. Paul Simon, chief science officer with the county's public health department, says the results probably will not come in before LA Unified starts classes on August 18th, and they will not answer other important questions about reopening schools.
There is a lot of concern about how readily children can transmit the virus to others, and in addition, very importantly, what's the probability that children might get sick if they have the virus? Now, we know from other data that children seem much less likely to get real sick, but we believe, based on other studies, that a very high percentage of children don't have any symptoms at all with infection. It would be good to get a better understanding of how high that percentage is.
Simon, who's co-lead on the study being conducted with USC, says this latest round of testing will include about 1,000 adults and 500 kids, and it'll focus on people of color and residents of low-income areas, among those hardest hit by the pandemic. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A lot of people have been just struggling to pay their rent. And starting today in the city of Los Angeles, you can start registering for this new renter relief program.
It's open to low-income renters who live within the city and have been economically impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. The program will provide a rent subsidy of up to $2,000 that will be paid directly to the landlord. Anna Ortega is the director of rent stabilization for the city of L.A.
That will assist those landlords who have been suffering also economically when their tenants have not been able to pay their full rent.
The vast majority of the $103 million program comes from the city's Federal CARES Act stimulus money. L.A. City Council President Nuri Martinez says she knows it's still not enough, which is why they're advocating and asking the federal government to do more.
This is only going to be able to help approximately about 50,000 Angelinos, but we know that the need is going to be so much more greater than that.
Registration can be done online or by phone. It runs through this Friday. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Starts at 8 o'clock this morning, and we have a link and more information on our website. You want to get started now, KNX1070.com.
A new free drive-through coronavirus testing site opening up today in Irvine. This is going to be in the parking lot there at the Orange County Great Park. It'll start at 8, goes till 5. It'll be Monday through Thursday. They figure they can do about 250, 260 people a day. Now, the tests are available to anyone, including those who do not have the virus symptoms, but appointments are required. And you can find the information to get that appointment up on our website this morning at KNX1070.com.
So county buildings in Riverside going to be closed to the public starting today because of COVID. That includes the main county administrative center, TBD on when they'll reopen. Some of their employees will still come to work, but others will start working from home. And anyone who needs services, this is the key part, can still get help by phone or online. Still not clear what caused that church fire at the San Gabriel Mission over the weekend. Firefighters say it's probably going to be a week, at least, before they have some kind of answer. It's a 249-year-old mission, along with two dozen other California missions, have been targeted by activists who view them as complicit in atrocities against indigenous people. A fire official says initial findings suggest the fire was not intentionally set.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.